club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And we are 24 hours away, MG, from one of the biggest weekends in sport that we have seen this year. There is that much going on in Sydney this weekend. It's going to be tough to cover.
Yeah, you're not wrong, mate. Everywhere you look, there's sport, sport, and more sport.
Correct. And two of the things kick off tomorrow. The World Cup Nines at Bankwest Stadium. And
can't wait for
the
that.
Kings taking on the New Zealand Breakers at Kudos Bank Arena. So, we brought in a couple of stars from each of that.
Yes, Kalen Ponga will be joining us tonight, as will Jay Sean Tate.
If you don't know the name Jay Sean Tate, remember it. This kid is a star, 23-year-old American who has been setting the league on fire in his first two games for the Sydney Kings.
And see what I've brought in? A little bit of Vegemite. It's customary to give all Americans the first taste of Vegemite. Let's see how he goes.
If he hasn't tasted it before, this is going to be... It's going to make for interesting radio. We haven't had anybody throw up on our show yet. This might be the first time.
Tell us about our new segment off the top.
Yes, this is what we're getting to next, though. Yesterday on the show, MG, you kicked us off with a spirited and passionate defence of Ryan James. Now, we want to open that opportunity up to our listeners. Not about Ryan James, but about anything in the sporting world. If you're passionate and if you're prepared, you can win a prize.
Good prize,
in our new segment called Very Red Faces.
I'm going to be Red Simons. I'll have the gong with me if I think you're going on for too long or I think you're, I don't know, stuffing
talking rubbish.
I will gong you out and you won't be getting any prize.
Absolutely. 133353 if you want to participate in the first ever edition of Very Red Faces. Mm. We've got an Ego line trimmer kit to give away to the winner.
Oh, they're fantastic for your hedges.
Absolutely perfect for the hedges, lawn. It is the ultimate tool for your backyard. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M and across the Triple M network. Very Red Faces. You got a big sporting opinion, you want to share it with us and the rest of Sydney, give us a call now, 133353, but be prepared and be passionate, otherwise you'll get the gong.
Boom!
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, and across the Triple M network, Liam Flanagan here. MG, yesterday at the top of the show, you launched a spirited, prepared, passionate defence of Ryan James after TFH dumped the Titans and their sponsorship because of Ryan James, which gave me an idea for a brand new segment.
Triple M's Rush Hour. It's Very Red Face.
Very Red Faces.
Yes.
Very Red Faces. For those that remember, hey, it's Saturday back on our TV screens. They had a segment called Red Faces.
Yeah, Red was the antagonist with the gong.
Red Simons, if he didn't like what he was seeing, he'd gong them no matter how early they were into their performance. And we have given you that power. We've invited people to call us up, 133353, bring their hard-hitting sporting opinions.
Yes.
They've got to be passionate, they've got to be prepared.
And you win a prize if it's a good one.
And if it's good, you will win yourself an Ego Power Plus 38cm line trimmer kit with power load technology.
I've got one of these at home.
So you don't need to win this.
No.
All right, let's get this underway, see how it goes. Will in Worrywood. Will, take it away.
Yep. So I just want to have a rant about Suncorp Stadium not getting the NRL Grand Final. I mean, the government, New South Wales government, spending more money to keep it in Sydney, but also the NRL. Why is a perfect opportunity to take it around?
Will, come on, mate, come prepared, brother. You're all over the shop. You know, let's get it right. If you're going to give the NRL a bag, make sure you get your facts right, Will.
Okay, so that's how it works. You can go there. Jeez, you're stiff on Will.
Oh, mate, come on.
All right, you got to be prepared and you got to be passionate. Let's try Sean in Campbelltown.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Hey, Shawnee.
Take it away, Sean.
Oh, mate, I just think it's ridiculous. Like MG said yesterday, mate, I'm pretty sure that Jonathan Thurston did one too and forgot the words. I didn't see anyone pull out of the sponsorship of Australia, Queensland, the Cowboys, or anything. Man, it's just gutless, mate. They just need to man up and say that, you know, we don't want to sponsor you anymore. Instead of making the poor bloke feel bad when he was doing something that he was passionate about, he's an Indigenous man, and you know, he was doing something for the Indigenous community. He forgot the words, like, you know, big whoop. We've all forgotten words at times.
All right. Oh, he's got a late gong. I thought Sean was about to get through his entire rant there.
I love his spirit. I love his spirit, and I agree with every word that you say, Sean.
You gonged him, though.
Yeah, but he's still in the running for the winner.
Jeff on the Central Coast. Jeff, take it away.
The rant's against you, Liam.
Oh,
go
well,
for it,
hold on. Can I stop this before you start? You win.
Turned around and said that there's two major sporting events tomorrow night in Sydney. You failed to mention the $1 million chase, the world's richest greyhound.
Oh, you're kidding, Liam. Jeff, get into him. Go.
Mate, seriously, you're all about the Everest.
Yep.
You're all about the Caulfield Cup, the Melbourne Cup. We've got the richest turf race in Australia in the world. Yep. We've got the richest greyhound race in the world. You can't remember one and forget the other, mate. Let's not be biased, eh?
Jeffrey, you win the prize.
Hold on.
No gong for you tonight, mate.
Jeff?
I'd like to hear a rebuttal.
He wants a rebuttal.
How did I lose all the power on this show? Jeff,
you made the error. You made the contact.
Jeff, to you and all the people within the New South Wales Greyhound community, I apologise.
And so you're
in the world.
But
in the world. To mention it.
Yeah, but, in the world, mate.
Jeff, I push the buttons on this show. I plan the show. I organise the interviews. I do bloody everything, Jeff. I can't be expected to stay across everything, Jeff.
Well, then why is it called the show?
MJ, you can't gong me, mate.
I didn't gong you. I'm just saying, if you're going to go on the radio and say how big and bold and bloody you are, make it accurate.
All right. It's a major point, Jeff.
Jeffrey, oh, I love you. Jeff, hey, Jeff.
Hold on, we'll get him back up.
Jeff.
Yes.
You win the prize, mate.
You is the best. You're my favourite radio. So.
You win the prize, mate.
I don't like doing this, but congratulations, Jeff. Well done.
Hey, just a quick question.
Oh, no.
Go.
What dog do you like?
What dog do I like? Jeff, I didn't know the race. Jeff, I didn't know the race was on. I'm not going to know the names of any of the dogs. But actually, all right, Jeff, tell us who wins.
The four.
He doesn't know the name of them either. Hey, think outside with battery-powered Ego Power Plus outdoor power equipment. MG, I thought that went well.
I love that.
All right.
So, look, that's going to be a weekly segment. Every time you want to get something off your chest, write it down if you want. Come prepared.
Be prepared.
And there's a really good prize at the end of it for you.
And you don't have to target me.
No, but Jeff did, and
Jeff did.
For that reason, he gets the prize on the first night.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Across the Triple M network, Caelan Ponga joins us next.
You're rattled.
I'm rattled.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, and across the Triple M network. Tomorrow, MG, the Rugby World Cup Nines get underway at Bankwest Stadium. 12 men's team, 4 women's team, 3 days of absolute madness at Bankwest Stadium.
Yeah, and you get the feeling that this game was made for one player in particular.
Mm. Well, he joins us on the line now, part of the Australian team, Caelan Ponga. G'day, Caelan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Fantastic, brother. First of all, how's off-season been for you?
I got to go away, had a little trip away, which is good. Good to get away, sort of refresh the mind, and now I'm back into it, looking forward to it.
As I just mentioned, Nines Rugby League, I'd be very, very, very nervous playing against you. You must be loving this.
I don't get how people say that. I'm nervous too.
I bet you are.
If you look at the sort of skill that's on display, whether it's strength, speed or agility, there's a lot of teams that have a lot of that. So, I'm a bit nervous as well.
Well, the extra space out there that's going to be afforded to everybody over the 2 days of action, which one of your new teammates do you think will benefit most?
Coxie. I haven't played with him before, obviously. He can kill 13 sides, so I'm hoping he can kill dinosaurs for us.
Yeah, well, there's some magnificent teams. You're in a good pool with New Zealand and New Guinea and USA, but there's Group C, I think, is where the dark horse might come from, in particular Fiji, who can, you mentioned being, you're a bit nervous about playing some teams. I bet you Fiji is one of them.
Yeah, I had a look at them today, and I think they're all bigger than me, so that's a good start. There's going to be that surprise team in this tournament. It's a foreign format, so no one really knows what to expect. It's going to be exciting, though, a lot of action, so... But yeah, I think Fiji, Papua New Guinea even, they're going
to
do really well.
MG, I was down at the media day yesterday. I spoke to Caelan. If you haven't seen the video, head to our Instagram at Rush Hour and check it out, at Rush Hour Triple M. Mike Acevo was getting around in a singlet and a short pair of shorts.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
What a specimen.
Jesus. He's a scary specimen. Better you than me, Caelan. Hey, you can hear your teammates in the background there. It's a new bunch of guys. You said you haven't played with the Fox before. Who's leading the team bonding amongst this team? Who's the gel player of this squad?
The Fox.
He brings a lot of energy, a lot of noise. a lot of positivity as well, which is good. So, yeah, when he's in a room, you know he's in the room. So, but you want him in there more often than not. So, but it's been pretty good, like, with all the boys. Everyone's really social. The hotel rooms are boring, so you got to get out and mix. So, yeah, it's been good there.
How are old man Wade Graham and old man DC, are you fitting in with all your young kids?
don't mention it to them. I reckon they're flying on the radar a little bit. you wouldn't even notice. I haven't been in a team with Wade Graham before, so I haven't. I'm pretty excited, and over the last couple of days, he's been really good. He's a funny guy naturally in Southern 50, so it's not hard for him to fit in.
Yeah, you mentioned you got away after the season proper. I think all players need to get that relaxation away from the game. After the Nines finish, when are the Newcastle Knights provided to turn up for training again?
So I think the boys get back into it on the 5th of November.
Oh,
it's not that far away.
Have you had an opportunity to speak to your new coach?
I haven't. I've met him, said good day, how you going? Sort of like, you know, how you finding, blah blah blah. But I haven't had a talk to him yet. So, like the rest of the bunch, we're all excited to get back and sort of get into it.
Well, mate, as always, you're a breath of fresh air. Can't wait to see you strutting your stuff in the Nines for Australia this Friday and Saturday. More importantly, can't wait to see you strutting your stuff for the Knights next year. Go and get them, brother.
So, thank you.
Caelan Ponga, absolute superstar of the NRL, and you reckon he's going to be pretty handy.
No, this is, honestly, Nines is custom-made for him.
Custom-made for him, absolutely. That's kicking off tomorrow and Saturday at Bankwest Stadium.
Yes.
Now, MG, we've already given away an ego line trimmer.
I love that new segment, by the way.
Very red faces.
I love it.
I'd like it more if I wasn't the target.
You won't be the target.
Yeah, okay.
But someone's got to get their, you know, stuff their chest. There it is.
Now is the time. Wrestling fans, if you want to challenge Darren, our carryover champion, for this VIP package to the WWE Live, give us a call now.
The biggest and best sports show in Sydney, Triple M's Rush Hour with MG.
And before 7 o'clock, MG, there is a host of NRL players who don't have a contract yet for next year.
There is. There are approximately 10 really high-quality players off the who won't have a job by November 1, and I'm going to list today the 5-1 players who I think are the best players
available
without a contract. At the moment.
All right, that's coming up just before 7 o'clock, but right now we are doing this. It is time for WWE Live, MG. It returns to Sydney this weekend, or not this weekend, but early next week, October 21st. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketek. We've been doing this quiz all week. It's a no-one-loses quiz, because even if you lose, you still get two general admission tickets to go along to the WWE.
Correct.
But if you're the last person standing on Friday, you get a very, very nice package.
Basically, it's a VIP.
A premium fan package. Yeah, yeah. You get some drinks, you get some nibbles, you get good seats, you get someone to escort you around the place. Our carryover champion, of course, this man. He's gone all the way through from Monday. Darren from Liverpool. G'day, Daz.
Hey, MG. Hey, William.
Hey, mate. How you feeling, Darren? After 3 days of positives, you're about to take on Alex from Penrith.
How you feeling, Daz? Oh no. Phone might have
his phone cut out.
Well, let's check in on the challenger, Alex in Penrith. G'day, Alex.
G'day, mate. How are you, MG?
Hello, William. Alex. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good, Alex. Good, now, you're mate. Going up against a man who's 3-for-3. Darren, are you still with us?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me, Lance?
Yes, we can. Pull over, mate, because come on.
You would not want to lose this on the fact that you go through a tunnel. Now, you
That's
gentlemen,
sure.
The way this works, your name is your buzzer. MG has a Who Am I? Buzz in when you think you know the answer, but be warned, if you get it incorrect, the other contestant gets to hear the rest of the answers. MG, take it away.
I was born in April 1977. I was a bodybuilder before I joined the WWF in 1999. I've appeared in over 20 movies. My signature move is called the FU.
Oh, Alex.
John Cena.
Oh!
Yeah. Alex from Penrith upsetting the champ, Darren. Wow.
And Darren was kind enough to give us exactly what that meant in the back of the background.
We've had to fade Darren down because... Yeah, he's explained what the FU stood for. Darren, congratulations, mate. We've still got a couple of general admission tickets to go along to WWE for you and a mate.
Oh, Alex.
But Alex.
He's done a Bradbury. One more tomorrow, brother.
One more.
Yeah, I've got it.
I've got it.
One more to get through, mate, and you are going along to the WWE Live with a premium fan package. Well done, Alex. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Beautiful. Thanks, boys.
Good day, buddy.
This is the Rush Hour with MG.
Poor Daz.
Poor old Daz.
Poor Daz. He's been in his car all week.
He might have got us in trouble with our bosses there. Up next, a superstar of the NBL, Jay Sean Tate from the Sydney Kings. He'll be live in studio.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG,
yo.
Last Friday night I went along to Kudos Bank Arena for the Sydney Kings home opener against the Adelaide 36ers. I was pretty pumped to see Casper Ware taking on former King Jerome Randall.
But you spoke about one person in particular, didn't you?
I think the 9,000 people who were at the home opener walked away from that game with one name on their mind.
Yeah.
The name is Jay Sean Tate. He joins us in studio. Jay Sean, thank you for joining us.
Oh, glad to be here.
I think the reason Liam came in last week after seeing you, Jay Sean, is because of your physicality on the basketball court. We love it. We love physicality as an Australian. That's kind of, it's in our blood. I mean, and every time you pull off a big play or you know, a dunk or you're a block, you walk around with the Popeye arms. And is that your signature move?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call it my signature move. It's just...
it just comes natural.
Yeah, it just comes natural. I'm an emotional player, and, you know, sometimes I express it with, you know, a freaking...
A bicep.
A bicep or a...
A cobra. Or we call it a cobra here.
A cobra.
It's like a cobra.
I like that. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, so you roll the double cobra.
Double cobra.
There you go. Now, you know what it's like to be a highly touted youngster. You were the number one player in Ohio coming out of high school.
Yeah.
You were nationally ranked. You went to a big college, Ohio State University. We don't have an understanding here in Australia of what that university, college-level sport is like. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's bigger than professional sports leagues around the world. What is it like being a star at that level?
I mean, yeah, like if you ask me from this point, man, it was the highlight of my life. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. You know, in college, you don't really have to worry about paying bills or doing anything. They kind of just spoon feed you. So that's always good. And the perks of getting in anywhere you want and stuff like that. So, of course, when you go to a big college, you know, you're going to get perks, but also you're going to have that target on your back. But I loved college. I loved it.
To get to know Sydney, we want to give you a little quick quiz. We do it with all our special guests. It's a word association. So the first word that comes to your mind when I say something regarding Sydney will be your answer. Okay, Jay Sean, Harbour Bridge.
Traffic.
ScoMo.
I don't know what that is. I've never heard of that.
That's our Prime Minister.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, we're gonna have to cut that out. I gotta know the Prime Minister.
Scott Morrison's his name, but he goes by ScoMo.
So he tries to be hip hop.
All right, ScoMo. I gotta get that down. Oh man,
the Opera House.
It's beautiful.
There you go. That's a good. Rugby league.
Physical.
Bondi Beach.
I gotta be careful here. Popular.
Parramatta Road.
Traffic. Just a lot of traffic.
Vegemite.
Oh, man. I'm kind of scared of it.
Have you tasted it?
I have not.
You haven't tasted it?
No, they keep wanting me to do it, but I don't know.
Jay Sean Tate,
you are a great man, and we appreciate you taking the Vegemite test, my friend.
This one's for ScoMo.
Yeah.
Shout out to ScoMo. You know? I'm not a fan. Oh, man. It's like salty, but oh man.
Jay Sean Tate, the new recruit for the Sydney Kings. He's absolutely flying, and so is the team as a whole. Get along and check him out tomorrow night or at some point during the season. Jay Sean, thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for having me, man. I'm looking at this. I can't believe this is a thing. Maybe with butter. It has to be better with butter.
A little bit, yeah.
If you want to check out the video, again, thank you, Jay Sean, for dropping by tomorrow night at the Kings, New Zealand Breakers, Kudos Bank Arena, Ticketek.
What a great kid.
Get there. If you want to have a look at the video of Jay Sean trying the Vegemite for the first time, you can head to our social pages, Instagram, at Rush Hour Triple M, same on Twitter, and we also got it up on the Triple M YouTube page. MG.
Yes.
Let's talk a bit of rugby league up next.
Power rankings.
You know, power rank some uncontracted players.
I just want to hear my opener.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M and across the Triple M network. Liam Flanagan here. MG, tomorrow on the show.
Yes, my friend.
It's Rugby World Cup quarterfinal time. So Drew Mitchell's going to come on, give us a bit of a preview of all the quarterfinal matchups, focusing obviously on the Australian Wallabies taking on the Poms on Saturday evening. Plus, we are bringing back arguably your favourite segment.
It is. Well, look, the next segment we're about to do... I don't mean right now. No, I know tomorrow. The segment we're about to do next has got my favourite song intro.
Okay.
But tomorrow night's segment that we're going to bring back is my all-time favourite segment.
Blankety Blanks.
Blankety Blanks.
It returns tomorrow.
Oh,
Which means we'll have Charlie back in the studio on the microphone, which always lends itself to something going wrong.
Mate, he's out there doing arm curls. What a buffet he is.
Oh, sorry, trying to do an arm curl.
Film him. Someone film him.
Charlie has spaghetti where his biceps should be. Okay, MJ, here it is.
Yeah, I'll wear that shirt off. I got that power. That's better. I got that power. Come on. Yeah. Dance. Come on, dance with me. That's it. Good boy.
We are 2 weeks away from November 1st. That's when the NRL market can go officially nuts. And there's a lot of players, MG, who are uncontracted.
No job.
Unemployed.
No job for you.
So you have prepared a power rankings of the five best available uncontracted players heading into 2020. Started off with number five.
Where's the number?
Yeah, I don't have the numbers ready, so I'm going to have to say it.
Mate.
Five.
Okay, Joel Thompson from the Manly Seagulls. See, you've put me off now about my numbers. Look, he's part of the reason for Manly's success this year, and until he broke his arm, the poor bugger missed out on semi-final action. He'll play for unders, so that's a mark of any good clubman. Mm. So number five is Joel Thompson.
Has reportedly signed a new contract, but hasn't been finalised.
Hopefully.
Four.
That is Isaac Luke, reportedly, again, signed with the Dragons. Mm. His guile around dummy half would be a vital element at any club, and his experience as well, even coming off the bench, would be an improve for any club.
It's meant to be a one-year deal at the Dragons. Do you think it'd be worthwhile another club coming in and maybe trying to offer him a two-year deal?
I think at his stage of his career, 1 year's... Yeah, okay. I think you might get him in his comfort zone if you give him 2 years. Guess 1 year to get him at his
peak.
Keep
him hungry.
Yeah.
All right. Three.
You're a flip. You are a flip. Jordan Rapinoe, again, rumoured to be signing with either the Japanese rugby or staying at Canberra, but this guy has so much to offer. I just love the way he plays, the way he gets involved for a winger, the way he brings the ball back, the way he gets his second phase play going. Jordan Rapinoe is one of the hottest players on the open market.
Two.
Dylan Walker, back to his best footy late this season with Manly at 5'8". I still don't know whether that's his position or not, but only time will tell. Rumoured to be staying at Manly, but I think another club might be chasing him. I'm not quite sure who that club is yet because I'm just making it up.
Or it's the Panthers.
No, but look, I think Dylan Walker, he had a bit of an off-field drama. He's gotten over that. And he's producing some of his best footy. Him at his best, he's back to origin form.
One.
Kurt Capewell. Back rower, outside backs. I'm a massive fan of Kurt Capewell. I don't know why any club hasn't snapped him up. Remember about 3 months ago we heard that he was going overseas to the English Super League? I went, why? This guy is at the peak of his form. Every time he went on the field for the Sharks this year, he was a difference. He was an improvement. So someone out there, at the moment, I think it's either the Knights or the Warriors who are interested in Kurt Capewell, but someone, please sign this guy. He's a sensation.
All right, MG's power rankings of uncontracted players.
Without my numbers.
Heading into 2020, Joel Thompson, Isaac Luke, Jordan Rapinoe, Dylan Walker, and in the number one spot, Kurt Capewell. By the way, I was asked to pass it on to you from Blake Austin. I spoke to him at the Nines Media Day the other day. He said a big thank you to you for continually repping him and pumping him up and telling NRL clubs to pull their finger out and bring him home.
Fellow Westie brother, we've got to represent.
Yeah, that's what he said. This is the Rush Hour. We're out of time. We've got to go.
He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.